This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network, on the go on the Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded that yet, it's free. Put it on your phone. Take us with you on the go, maybe during your vacations. You don't want to miss the Junks at any point. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technicians. Go to cropmetcalf.com. to get more details on how you can become one of those if you are that handy, like the Crop Metcalf technician that came in and fixed my leak and installed my dishwasher last week. Thank you very much to him.
Good peeps.
I believe his name was Milos. I'm 99% sure that was his name. So thank you to Crop Metcalf. They always treat the junks right. Got a four-man junk show. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops. On your Instagram, I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Yep, you got four of us.
John Paul Flame.
Morning.
Hello. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning. How are you, Ricky? Big day today.
It is. Caps take the ice for game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals at Capital One Arena. The Carolina Hurricanes are in town. They both made relatively easy work of their first round opponents. The Caps took down Montreal in five. Carolina takes down the New Jersey Devils in five games as well. Now they will battle it out for the chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's a big one.
This is a massive.
I was listening to an interview on Grant and Danny's show, radio host from Carolina, and he was talking about the strengths and weaknesses of Carolina.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the interview, got me worried about Carolina, which they need to worry about Carolina.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we're the favorite, but the team you really should worry about is Florida. It's like, holy
he didn't even mention the Caps.
It was just at the end. He was saying that both teams need to worry about Florida, that Florida, according to him, the best team by far.
That's fine. That's
fine. Well, they lost game one too last night.
You worry about them down the road.
Yeah.
You gotta worry about your opponent that's in your building in about 13 hours. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, 7 o'clock puck drop.
It just seems unfair that it's such a challenging second series after we had such a great regular season.
Yeah, it just kind of almost seems unfair.
That's how it works. It should get tougher.
You got the best teams.
Should get tougher, but I feel like this might, maybe it's not the toughest. Maybe Florida is the toughest. But I feel like it's a really tough matchup for them.
It is.
In the second round.
I'm terrified of Carolina.
It's the division opponent. They've seen them, I think it was four matchups during the regular season. They split.
Yeah.
They definitely know each other very well.
Yeah.
But I'm still terrified of them.
Yeah. I'm always scared, but I'm really scared this time. But you know what? Get off to a great start. That'll soothe everything. The great thing about hockey is, though, the dynamics just can change from game to game. So, can't get ahead of ourselves. Got to let it play out. If we lose game one, we're going to feel terrible. But if we win game two, we're going to feel like we're right back in it. So,
I just feel like game one is just huge, though, just to get the mojo.
I kind of agree. But their whole goal is, of course, they just want to win one, right? Generally speaking.
Yeah.
That's always the goal for the road team. Yeah. Just come in, grab a split. If you get one game, you've tilted home ice in your favor.
Right. Snatched home ice from us.
Yeah.
Let's just do what we did in Montreal. Let's win both games on the home ice. Drop one there. That's standard NHL first round hockey.
Do you know that Carolina's been to the playoffs seven straight years?
I mean, I don't pay attention to them, so no. I mean, if you say
I'm just looking it up.
Yeah.
And how have they fared?
Well, see, last year they lost in the second round to the Rangers. The year before that, lost to the conference finals to the Panthers. Before that, lost in the second round to the Rangers. Second round to the Lightning. First round to the Bruins. Conference finals to the Bruins. So, I mean, they've...
They've had some success, but they haven't made it to the Stanley Cup final. Is what you're telling me in the 7-year run.
Not in the 7-year run, but they have before. I mean, they won the cup back in 06. Was it 06?
But they've made it to the Final Four twice.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really, really good the last 7 years.
It did irrationally anger me for, I think, a good while that the Hurricanes won a Stanley Cup before the Caps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been around for a while because they used to be the Hartford Whalers, and they just moved south. So that franchise has been around for a while, but it always got under my skin that they got to the Cup a good amount of years before the Capitals did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a good amount of disdain between these two teams. I mean, was it the last meeting where they racked up over 100 penalty minutes? I think it was.
Yeah,
I think it was their last meeting where tempers were flaring, guys were fighting all over the ice. So this should be a pretty action-packed, chippy, rough physical series.
And who's their goalie?
They are going with Frederik Andersen. I think he appeared in 4 of the 5 games. He got dinged up in one of those matchups against New Jersey. He missed 1 of the 5 games, but he performed very well in that four-game stretch.
How did he perform in the regular season?
He overperformed in the playoffs compared to his regular season numbers. Uh-huh. So hopefully the Caps,
come back to
with
reality,
their
high-octane
offense, can ding him early in the series. That would be nice. That would be good to see.
Right.
That would be encouraging.
Any other,
his GAA in the regular season was 250, but he didn't play as many games as
the other guy,
the Russian.
Okay. Are there other
Kolchakov
for the former Caps other than Orlov on this team, Cakes?
I'm not sure if there's a lot of
the only name
there.
that I recognize from Washington. Of course, is Dmitry Orlov, longtime defenseman.
Longtime Cap.
Yeah.
That's Ovi's guy.
I don't recognize
They're
any
boys.
For some reason, I recognize Seth Jarvis's name and Jordan Staal.
Jordan Staal's been around forever. You should recognize Aho, one of their best all-around players.
I know, he's got the highest point, but I honestly don't recognize the name.
And Svechnikov, the dude who Ovi throttled in the playoff series back in 2019.
Pummeled that guy.
Whereas Svechnikov bit off more than he could chew against his fellow Russian.
They actually fought?
Oh, yeah. Ovi did this to him. He did this.
Put him out.
Said, go to sleep. Go to sleep, young buck.
Vaguely remember it, but not really.
Put him to sleep right there. Right in the middle of the ice.
Do you feel like this series will be as chippy as the Montreal series? Because Montreal, they were just a bunch of instigators.
I think it might be more so because these are division opponents. Right. These are Metropolitan Division
and their
rivals.
Their coach is such a hard ass.
Yeah, Brind'Amour.
You got to imagine they take on his personality.
Brind'Amour, right?
Rod Brind'Amour.
Yeah, well, it's a big one.
It's a big one. I'm a little bit frustrated about it. My daughter was lamenting it because she has volleyball right in the middle of this. So I'll be out there. I guess I'll be watching on my phone.
Wow.
It's just,
that sucks.
It's how it has to be.
Well, what time will you get home?
I won't be home until 9.
9? Oh, yeah. You'll get home basically third period.
Early to mid-third period.
Yeah. I just have to follow my phone. It is what it is. Not ideal.
And, of course, you can listen to John Walton on the call as you're driving from Virginia back to MD.
Yep.
Right here on 106.7 The Fan.
It is remarkable. We've talked about it a million times, how good these announcers are. John Walton is excellent, obviously, and he has to really be on it. But, just watching Joe B, I was particularly keened in the last round, just how quickly he identifies every single player that touches the puck. And, how the hell do you do that?
He's a pro's pro. He's been doing it forever.
I know.
He's just remarkably skilled at what he does.
So I'm a lot more familiar with Joe B's work than I am John's. I mean, obviously, we play John Walton's calls all the time. Certainly aware of it. But I watch him more than I listen to him.
Yeah.
And so I was really honed in on it, and I was just trying to imagine myself doing it. I've never fancied myself a play-by-play guy. I know my strengths in life. That ain't one. But I just tried to put myself in his shoes, And it's like, this guy's unbelievable.
And it's so seamless and smooth and professional all the time.
Yeah.
It's so remarkably consistent.
And then, you know, and I'm always then also blown away by, I've said it before, but Lachlan's immediate ability to understand exactly what happened. Oh, I think the puck hit the back of the post, and then it hit his skate, then it went back.
He knows it all.
He recognizes it immediately.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like a hockey savant. I mean, he played the sport. He's been down on the ice before. He brings that experience and skill and intellect into the booth.
Yeah. He could break it down like why a goal happened immediately.
He's great analytically. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's got good zingers.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just has everything.
Well, the other thing that amazes me about the play-by-play guy, specifically Joe B, is Joe B knows all the guys
on the opposing team.
On the opposing team when they have the puck.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's memorized the name, the roster, or the names with the numbers, the uniform numbers.
And he just identifies it immediately.
And he knows how to pronounce all of them. And they're all European or Russian.
Yes. It's an impossible job.
He's unbelievable at that.
An impossible job.
And look, I mean, I'm sure most team play-by-play guys are the same way, but you know, we cater to Joe B.
Right.
But he knows exactly who has the puck. And the puck, you can barely see the puck on the ice.
I think my move, I recommend this.
I agree 100%.
I recommend this highly. Just turn down the ESPN broadcast and turn up John Walton on 106.7 The Fan.
It's hard
tonight
to sync it up sometimes, right?
It may be, but I'm at least going to try it. I'm going to attempt it.
Yeah.
Because there's no Joe B. and Locker, obviously, because ESPN takes over the national call once you get into the second round and beyond.
Right. I mean, you can do but it takes a little doing.
See how the Hurricanes did on the road this year. They were 16-25, essentially.
Yeah. Good. Good. Kind of sorry.
Not great. Right. I mean, not as good as the Caps were on the road. Caps were 25-16 on the road.
Right, Carolina's minus 125 on the money line. Well, if you like the Caps tonight, you get plus 105. You get a slight plus number at home.
And why have people justified it?
I don't know what the justification is for
the
Hurricanes being
the
overall favorite in
this series.
Definitely
a faster team.
So the younger, faster, I assume, and more experienced come playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, of recent time.
Probably that. Because, you know, like we've talked about, they've made the playoffs 7 straight years.
A little more playoff tested.
You know, but I feel like, don't we have the better goalie?
Yes.
We certainly do statistically.
I mean, if Logan Thompson plays the way he did in the first round, the Caps are going to be tough to beat.
Look, just because Carolina's favored, that doesn't mean anything.
Not that worried about it.
It doesn't mean that much. And I like being the underdog. Other than it means you're in for an effing challenge.
Yes.
Like, this is nothing you could just say, oh, we were better than the regular
season. Well,
look,
Carolina finished second in the division.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
I like
just because they're favored, Washington could easily win this series. Hopefully they do. I'm doing the emotional hedge bet, like I always do.
When we played the Lions,
doing it for each game and for the series.
When we smoked them, the Lions were favored, right?
Lions were definitely favored. That was at home.
Yeah. Right. Definitely, you know, underdogs win.
Yep. All right, we'll be talking lots of Caps Canes throughout the show today. And a bit later in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, we will have pairs of tickets to give away to Game 2 at Capital One Arena on Thursday night. So be sure to keep listening to the Junks here on The Fan.